Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
If you drill a hole in the ice to fish or enjoy open water all year long, you are the DSC. The hunter that glasses for sheep at 12,000 foot and the squirrel hunter with this .22 rifle are part of us as well. DSC offices in Dallas, but fights for you no matter where you enjoy getting outside. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to our camp house here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Sure glad you're here. Thanks a lot. Front door to this camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care very gently over time settles the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. Folks have been real happy with the results, and I bet you will be too. Calming Care. Come see me at bbkoradio.com, and I'll save $5 off your next order. Hey, we've got some great guests in camp with us today. Plans are being made now to reschedule some events that were supposed to take place 2 months ago, a month ago, right now. Major League Fishing co-founder and one of our pros here at BBKO Radio, Gary Klein, is going to join us to talk about Major League Fishing, the Bass Pro Tour, and what they're going to do there, as well as some FLW news that's been rearranged. Gary covers it all. Bass is ready to back the boat in the lake as well. Bruce Aiken is the CEO at Bass, and Bruce has agreed to join us on the show today and talk about what the Bassmaster Elites are going to do. I'm also going to go over the Bassmaster Opens with Bruce as well when he joins us. And from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, I've asked Larry Keene to join us on the show today. Larry wrote an article that appeared in The Federalist, and it had to do with the increased visibility of wild critters. People are seeing coyotes in Central Park. More elk are showing up in downtown places. Moose, too. The non-hunting and even anti-hunting media would have you believe that there are instantly more animals now because hunters are at home and not in the woods. And all of us with a grain of common sense just know that that's a bunch of hooey. Larry Keene wrote about that, and he explains that those animals are there not because of the lack of hunters, but that wildlife is there. It exists because of hunters. We'll visit with him about it a little later on. So grab yourself a hot cup of coffee and settle into that chair over there. We saved it just for you in camp with us today at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. The guns are flying off the rack. Record-setting month in April again. 1.8 million guns sold in April. That's up 71% from a year ago and the second straight month of historic gun sales. The FBI's NICS system, N-I-C-S, National Instant Criminal Check System, conducted 2,911,128 background checks last month. That's a nearly 25% increase from April a year ago, which had been the previous record high for the month of April. And like I said, gun sales, actual sales, 1.8 million, up 71% from a year ago. A strong Second Amendment and citizens that respect that amendment, abide by the law, arm and protect their homes and families. Hey, that's a strong America. That is a strong America. You got to come see me at bbkoradio.com and look at how the Major League Fishing pros have been spending their time at home. They were asked, while sheltering at home to help slow the spread of COVID-19, to capture on video their best trick shot with a rod and reel. These guys are good, and the video is at bbkoradio.com. You'll watch it over and over again, I promise. Now, here is an emergency rule signed by the governor that I like. Wyoming Governor Gordon has extended spring turkey season in Wyoming through the end of this month. Hey, if you catch this show in Nebraska, you live in Nebraska, the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission is adding new conservation officers right now. Your job would be to enforce the fish, wildlife, boating, and park laws in the state of Nebraska. And May 29 is the deadline to apply. I get the calls, I get the emails. Hey, Billy, what is that stuff you talk about all the time that settles overactive dogs? Hey, it's called calming care, and it's from the trusted name Purina. Gently and safely calm the overactive dog in your home, in your kennel. Learn more at bbkoradio.com. Walleye and Texas, that's like oil and water. They just don't mix. We don't have very many walleye. Lake Meredith, the only place that I know of or have known of, and then it dried up a few years back. So I was really happy to get this email from Mike Davis in Justin, Texas earlier this week. Hey, Billy, Lake Meredith walleye bite is hot. The lake is back from years of low water, and the fishing is great. They started restocking the lake a few years ago with walleye, and this fishery is healthy. We're catching 40 to 50 a day. Thought you might like a Texas walleye update. Man, I more than liked it, Mike. I grinned ear to ear. Still am. I have had a couple of pretty good days on the water recently at my secret honey hole. Come see me, bbkoradio.com. Take a look at those big slab crappie. You can keep 25 per trip in Texas, and that's exactly what you'll see in that ice chest.
It's Hank Parker, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hurry up and get in the boat, Billy. I'm going to beat your pants off.
The world has taken a severe turn. The COVID-19 pandemic is having its effects on all reaches of the world, physically, emotionally, and financially. For DSC, our message and the work that we do every day has never been more important than right now. Since the very beginning of conservation work in the U.S., it's been the hunter that has had the greatest concern and impact for wildlife and wild places. Now that same effort should be directed towards the outfitters and guides around the globe that have made the financial commitment necessary for their conservation work. Let's all be mindful of those that might not only lose income for a season, but could potentially lose their businesses entirely without our help. Reach out to an outfitter. Ask them about the best options if you had a hunt postponed or canceled. How we treat each other right now will have a direct impact on the future of our heritage. Learn more at biggame.org.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com. Covey's Promotions in Grapevine, Texas, since 1995 has been an industry leader in screen printing, embroidery, and promotional product sales. Covey's Promotions provides unique and creative custom designs, great prices, and quality products for your business, school, large group needs, or any occasion. We can design the perfect logo for your needs while working to ensure that everything fits your timeline and budget. Learn more at Covey'sPromotions.com.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth. To sell you a life filled with urban fascinations. To ignore that death is life's unwavering partner. Together, creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at J.J. Castelleria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
We the people, and our right to bear arms, and our right to free speech, gather here. This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
When a young lady takes her first doe and feeds her family with it, or a teenage boy smiles about his catch of crappie, they probably don't think of us at DSC, but we're there. Conserving, preserving, and teaching. We are the DSC. BigGame.org.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is heard border to border, U.S. and Canada, every week. And we thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you spending a little time in the camphouse with us at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hey, the folks at Bass, the folks at Major League Fishing and FLW, they're itchy. They're ready to hit the water, and they're going to be doing that before long. All the above-mentioned camps have put a game plan together, and we're going to talk to the players and find out that plan coming up a little later. Right now, though, let's head for Northfield, Minnesota, where my friend Tom Dockin has his Oak Ridge Kennels, world-famous Oak Ridge Kennels, going to help us build a better retriever. Tom, welcome back.
Bill, our training topic for today is working on long retrieves. You know, for retrieving dogs, it's very important that they are able to not only mark, which means watch and retrieve your ducks that are starting really short, but the hardest thing for a dog to do is, if he's trained on short retrieves constantly, is to go long. And a common habit for most people is, if they've got a retrieving dog, they have a couple of training dummies, go in the backyard or go to the lake, and they hand throw their training dummies. Well, what happens is that dog gets pre-programmed to 25 or 30 yard retrieves. And if that's what you're giving your dog on a daily basis, all of a sudden when you get into duck season, and you knock a bird that falls, sails that 100 yards, even 75 yards, even if the dog sees that it falls out that far, in a lot of cases, they are mentally prepared for 30 yards. And the dog goes out 30 yards and all of a sudden starts to search. Now, if you have a dog that won't do blind retrieves and hand signals, which most people don't, all of a sudden that dog cannot go the distance and will not go any further out. And it's just because we pre-programmed the dog for 30-yard retrieve. So what we're going to do, we need a helper. We get somebody out and have them have a half a dozen dummies, and we start in a big open field, and we have that person get out in front about 25 yards. He's going to get the dog's attention and throw the dummy. I'm going to send the dog for the retrieve. Now, as the dog is coming back to me with the retrieve, I'm going to back up about 25 yards. The thrower will throw in exactly the same spot. I'll send the dog out. When the dog's coming back, I'm going to go back another 25 yards. Same thing. The throw is going to be in the exact same place, because what we're doing is we're working on getting the dog to run a distance. Now, you should be able to get a dog within a couple, 2-3 days period of time, running everything in the exact same spot to run out and make a 200-yard retrieve. Keep in mind now, because the dummy is falling in the same area every time, we're not working on having him hunt to try to find a dummy. We're just working on getting him to run the distance. So if you're preparing your dog to run 100-yard retrieves and want him to go that distance, when you train, you need to get your dog to go 200 yards. That way, if the dog goes long, it's always easier to get the dog to come in a little further for a retrieve than it is to get your dog to go further out. Make sure that you get yourself a training partner. It can be wife, it can be one of your kids, a hunting buddy, where you can kind of split up working between your two dogs. But you've got to work long if you're going to have a successful retriever. That's our training topic for today. If you'd like to find Doc and Dog Supply products, you can go to Dockins.com or a dealer near you.
Tom Dockin, one of our pros here at BBKO Radio up in Northfield, Minnesota at his Oak Ridge Kennels. Thanks, Tom. By the way, check the fridge in his kennel. You'll see Fortiflora there, America's number one canine probiotic. Order it from Chewy.com. Our Camp House storyteller, one of the best there ever was, my late great friend, Ray Sasser.
On a friend's ranch in southern Texas, there's a spot where two arroyos join like freeways merging into an interstate. Unless there's been a heavy rain, unlikely in this part of the world, the arroyos are dry. In another part of the southwest, they might be called dry gulches. At some point before modern man carved up South Texas, marking his territory with wire fences as a mountain lion marks his with yellow feline urine, the dry gulches obviously ran water. A ready source of water was a powerful attraction to ancient men who camped at this site for thousands of unrecorded years. For a 100-yard radius around the confluence of the arroyos, it is difficult to pick up a rock that does not show signs of having been worked by prehistoric man. Even now, my friend claims that he never goes to the place without hearing whispers of the past. Politically correct sorts claim you should never pick up an Indian artifact. To do so, they say, destroys a page of ancient history. Well, we already destroyed the culture that made the artifacts. I guess we should have asked them about their history before we wiped them out and forced them to live on reservations. I cherish each artifact that I find as a work of art. It's my observation that many hunters are also keen on Indian artifacts, and most of the hunters I know have a reverence for the hunters who went before them. Leave the artifacts on the ground long enough and they disappear. Personally, I think people who say we shouldn't pick up artifacts are nuts. They rank right up there with extremists who think that animals have rights superseding the rights of people, and that we're depleting the ozone layer with hairspray and we'll all die of skin cancer if global warming doesn't kill us first. For me, the bottom line is that life causes death, and I'm particularly pleased with my undeserved ranking on the food chain. I also pick up every arrowhead I see, a practice that's legal on private property in Texas, assuming you have permission from the landowner. Most of the time, I'm too busy watching for distant whitetails, pinpointing the gobble of spring turkeys, or trying to keep pace with a rapidly disappearing bird dog to look closely for artifacts. I never find one, though, that I don't wonder about the craftsman who shaped it. I hold it in my hand just as he held it in his hand. Did he live 1,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago? Was he the man who invented horn rattling for whitetails? Was he a good shot with his bow? Was he satisfied to make a bow and arrows the way his ancestors taught him? Or was he forever experimenting with materials and designs that might prove more effective? What was the hunting like in his time? Did he ever shoot a really big buck? Was a deer with unusually large antlers considered strong medicine? Based on cave paintings that usually depict heavily antlered game, I suspect hunters have always viewed large antlers as strong medicine. When I hold an arrow point in my hand, I wonder how many arrows were considered enough to carry on a deer hunt. When I find a projectile point that's broken, as most of them tend to be, I always wonder if the point was broken on the rib of a monster buck. More likely, it was broken in the napping process and simply discarded as a misfire. One fall, I was deer hunting on Watt Matthews' historic Lambshead Ranch on the Clear Fork of Throckmorton County's Brazos River. Though I was looking for the forever elusive monster whitetail, I was not opposed to collecting a rib and turkey for Thanksgiving dinner. With the turkey in mind, I sat for a couple of hours beside the river. From a high bluff overlooking the river, I'd seen two flocks of mature gobblers and at least 50 hens water at this pool. It's difficult, in a place as magic as that, not to wonder how many hunters had waited beside this same river pool. The first human hunters were armed with stone-headed clubs or rocks the size of baseball. They were succeeded by more sophisticated hunters, armed with hickory bows and flint-tipped arrows, then black powder and smoothbore rifles, then lever-action saddle guns, and finally a stainless steel 280. With more at stake and less technology to make them careless, those early hunters chose their stands more carefully than I. The turkeys finally showed up. It seemed inevitable that they would. They shuffled down from the shady thicket that lined the river's rich floodplain. One old gobbler in particular sported a full beard that looked as thick as a mare's tail. I was admiring the bird in the rifle scope when it occurred to me that the turkeys were on the opposite side of the river. retrieval of my Thanksgiving fish would require wading waist-deep through the cold water or backtracking 2 miles to a shallow river crossing. The settler would have scoffed at wading through water much colder. The Indian might have laughed aloud at walking 4 miles round trip to retrieve a bird weighing 20 pounds. They were hunting to feed their stomachs. I was hunting to feed my soul. As the turkeys wandered away, never even aware of my presence, under the gnarled roots of the stately tree, I wedged a shiny 280 cartridge. It probably washed away in the next higher waters that flooded the river bottom. I hope it will be found 1,000 years from now and considered an ancient artifact by someone just as curious about the hunters who came before him.
You've never seen a more complete archery and event center than Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's world class. There's nothing else like it anywhere.
We offer a chance for archers to come and shoot indoors. We have 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. You can shoot 40 yards in here. We have a conference room upstairs. We have several companies that come here and do their monthly meetings, business network meetings. We have the facilities for that. We also have a full kitchen. We can cater lunch for you. We do a lot of different team building events for corporate outings. When you're out on the golf course in a corporate outing, you're spending time with 3 other people for 4.5 hours. We're here. A company comes out and they've got 30 or 40 employees. They're all able to hang out together and just relax and have a good time. It's our job to make sure that that happens.
A fresh new approach to corporate outings. And your kids have never had this much fun at a birthday party. Learn a lot more when you come visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Everest, the first online multi-merchant marketplace for the hunting, fishing, and outdoor worlds. We're a community driven by our passion for the outdoors. Shop a broad range of retailers offering hundreds of thousands of products. Hunt, shoot, fish, hike, camp. At Everest, you can interact, participate, contribute, learn, transact, and give back. What's your Everest? Gear up today at Everest.com.
There's a Marksman Firearms store near you, with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman Firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range, and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
We swapped Neighbor Jones some good cigars for an evening hunt in the honey hole. Come along with Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
The dedication of DSC members is seen when a teen and his mom shoot targets together for the first time, when a poacher takes aim but handcuffs block his shot, and when a senator or congressman vote yes to preserve your Second Amendment. That's the DSC at work. We don't tire and we don't quit. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the camphouse here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Just want to let you know that you can actually listen at your convenience. If you have to miss the show on your local radio station 1 week, you can make it up later in the week on the bow of the boat or as you roll down the road. All of the top podcast carriers like Apple Music, iTunes, Podbean, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, all of them know about Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Just let them know that you want a free weekly download, and the show will come directly to your device at no charge each week. Listen when you want. Hey, thank you for being here with us right now. We greatly appreciate that. And on the Big Billy Kender Outdoors trot line, one of our pros, man, this guy can catch big green bass 30 times. Gary has qualified for the Bassmaster Classic. And Gary Klein is one of the masterminds, one of the co-founders, along with Boyd Duckett, of Major League Fishing. Gary, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Billy, for having me on.
You betcha. I'm guessing by now, because you guys at Major League Fishing, you haven't put in a full day of work in, about 2 months now. So I'm sure by now all of Jan's honeydews there at the place are done. Gary's checked all those off. Got a barn full of hay. You're probably sitting in pretty good shape with the chores, aren't you?
Yeah, we do. We have everything caught up here. And the thing now is just, you know, really wanting to get this season going again. And, you know, we're starting to see things open up. We have put out a 10-inch schedule, or actually our new schedule, for both FLW and MLF. And we're going to start kicking things off here the first part of June.
Yep, you're headed for Florida with the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. You guys are going to kick that off. And because of COVID and the massive restructuring of everything in this world, you're fortunate to be able to get back on the water at all. And we're excited that you are. And it's going to kick off down at Toho on the Kissimmee chain.
Yeah, that's correct. Which actually is an event called our Heavy Hitters. The league is paying out $745,000. We're paying out $200,000 in bonus big fish checks. So, this is kind of an interesting twist. But one of the changes that the league made on behalf of the anglers is that this Heavy Hitters event was what we started off with on our 2020 season. We were actually three events in to anglers qualifying for Heavy Hitters. But because of this pandemic and everything shut down, the team has come back in and worked with the anglers, and everybody agreed the Heavy Hitters event is going to be opened up to all 80 anglers. So now all 80 Major League Fishing anglers will have an opportunity to compete for that $745,000.
Yeah, and that's going to be fun to watch. I'm kind of glad it actually worked out that way, because I want to see you guys. I didn't get enough of watching you guys early on, so I'm ready to see some more, and I know you guys are.
Well, we have all the live streaming ready to go, and, our schedule is going to work out, pretty good to end the season. We're going to fish Toho, and then from Toho, our final Major League Fishing event is in July, and they actually have it scheduled for Lake Champlain in Vermont. So again, these schedules in the states, depending on how everything opens up, this is what our tentative schedule is, to finish out the season.
Sure. Yeah. And everything obviously is tentative because it changes every day. And we just keep watching that, see what the CDC says and what state by state, people are doing. So you've got to miss it, I know, because you guys worked so hard to build this, Gary, and you continue to build onto it. And then we get the big kickoff, we're off and running, and then whoop, everything comes to a stop. That had to be a deflating feeling.
Well, again, we have just a phenomenal management team. We have great partners with KSC. And, of course, one of the really good things, I don't want to say good things, but one of the outcomes of this that's very positive is the fact that just prior to this pandemic, Major League Fishing acquired FLW, and with both circuits involved and over 15,000 tournament anglers and over 250 scheduled events just this season, our task was, we had a lot to work with is what I'm trying to say. But the really good thing about it is the fact that Major League Fishing and the events that we compete in are all scheduled around our TV production and our air times, third quarter, fourth quarter, moving forward. The problem that we have with being able to, compete in all of our events for 2020 is our airtime scheduling. Actually, we kind of beyond some of the deadlines. So what the management team did, working with the management team at FLW, which I thought was just a phenomenal idea, is we have the FLW Pro Circuit, and you have their 150-man field that have paid entry fees that are competing for the FLW Pro Circuit title event, which is a big championship event at the end of the season. Well, they were already several events into their season when the pandemic hit and they had to shut down. So what the management team and the FLW Pro Circuit anglers have done is they have reached out to Major League Fishing and the Major League Fishing Tour anglers and invited them to come compete in the remainder of their schedule for the 2020 season. So what they've done is they've invited us to come and compete with them. So we have a combination of FLW and Major League Fishing Tour anglers that are going to be competing in the final three events of the 2020 season on the FLW Pro Circuit. And we're going to call them super tournaments because along with the anglers being invited, all of the Major League Fishing anglers are paying entry fees into the FLW Pro Circuit event. So we're bringing some, I don't know the correct number off the top of my head, but say $1.2 million of revenue over to the FLW anglers to increase their payouts. So what we're going to do is we're going to increase the payout now. They're competing for $125,000 first place, and the league is going to pay $10,000 all the way to 100th place. So we've kind of expanded that a little bit. And none of the Major League Fishing anglers are going to compete or going to interfere with the point structure for those anglers. So it was really a cool deal to watch this all come together. And it does show that, the angling community is one big family. And everybody's kind of watching out for everybody. Yeah.
You bet. Yeah, and you guys have been so faithful to, especially, and I've watched it through this FLW buyout, the organization has been so faithful to take care of anglers, understanding a budget and, even lowering entry fees and increasing the payout. It's a fun deal. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people are fishing. I think there's a renewed interest from people that maybe had gotten away from tournament fishing some.
Yeah. Well, we've actually, Billy, 2020, we're firing on all eight cylinders, and it was, you know, we're really going very, very well. Strategy was in place, and, you know, everything got shut down. But we'll pick it up. One thing for sure, the anglers in this country have a passion for fishing, and we have the best reservoirs in the country. They keep getting better every year for fishing across this country. So, you know, the sport's not going to go anywhere.
No, you're absolutely right. Gary Klein, the sport of bass fishing is not going to go anywhere. And Gary, I don't want you to go anywhere because I'm going to run, grab a cup of coffee. But when I come back, I want you to talk to us about catching bass post-spawn. That can be a really difficult time for guys because those big mamas that were up there, super shallow for, you know, weeks at a time. In a lot of cases, they're moving on out now, and they're scattered, and they're hard to get in the boat. But Gary's going to help us with that when we come back.
Hi, I'm Richard Cheatham, Executive Director of the DSC Foundation. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges, and drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, M-A-N-U-F. com. Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the boat or deer blind at csbiblechurch.org.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors are made in the USA, built by freedom-loving, hard-working, constitution-defending hunters, fishers, and shooters. If that's you, come on in the camp house. If not, you made a wrong turn on the dirt road somewhere.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Hey, if you hear something on the show that you'd like to know more about, come see us on the website, bbkoradio.com, and drop off a picture for the bragging board. We'd love to see what you're up to. Share it with everybody. Let's get back to our guest, Gary Klein, one of our BBKO Radio pros, co-founder of Major League Fishing. And Gary, I want to talk to you about post-spawn bass. That can be a really frustrating time for a lot of bass anglers. Right now across the country, it's post-spawn in places, it's full speed ahead spawn time in places, and way up north, it's still pre-spawn for some folks. But let's focus on post-spawn bass. How do you go about finding and catching bass after the spawn?
Well, I tell you, post-spawn can be some of the best fishing in the country. Again, depending on what type of body water that you're fishing. Normally, if you're on a man-made reservoir, May, June is some of the best offshore fishing times of the year. You know, the Tennessee River Channel lakes, Pickwick, Gunnersville, all those lakes. It almost seems like a lot of our big fish, when they come in and spawn, they're usually the earliest group of fish to spawn, or your mature biggins, as we call it. And once they spawn, then they go back out into the deep water, and they get out there and start feeding again after going through the ritual of the spawn. And then what happens is you start getting the thermocline, it starts pushing the fish up again a little bit shallower. So one of the difficulties that anglers have is that they've been catching a lot of fish up shallow, less than 10 foot of water, because the fish have moved in, they're up there spawning, all of a sudden, where'd they go? God, I can't buy a bite. Well, you and I both know, Billy, the hardest fish to catch is one that won't bite. They're very difficult to get. But what happens is that a lot of, you have a high population of fish in the shallow water. They've spawned. They're finished with the ritual. Now, some will stay up on a shad spawn. Some stay up around bluegill beds. But a lot of your larger fish will start going back out to the deepest water. And that's where the deep, the big plugs really come into play. If you watch at all the tournament results, when you're looking at lakes like, Toledo Bend and Rayburn and the Tennessee River lakes, when you start listening to these guys that are catching them on the deep diving crankbaits, it's usually always in May and the first part of June. That's when they go the deepest. So that's one of the difficulties. The fish just, leave. And, the anglers don't move out with them.
They're not as concentrated as they were during the heavy part of the spawn, scattered a little bit, and deeper than we think. That's good stuff. Always is, from my friend Gary Klein, who goes bear hunting with a flipping stick.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Gary, and we'll be watching you guys down in Florida enjoying the remainder of that Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour.
Well, thank you very much, Billy. Man, we're ready to start this season off, and can't wait for 2021. It's going to be interesting.
It truly is. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot. Gary Klein from Major League Fishing. Hey, not long ago, I was in Granbury, Texas at my taxidermist, and that's True Life Taxidermy. Roy Holdridge and the crew there at True Life do work for folks all over the globe, literally. Had my recorder in my pocket, and I wanted to talk to Roy about how to choose a pose. What do we need to look at when we're trying to decide how to have that hunting memory mounted? It's something worth putting a little thought into.
Roy, every time I come and see you, or every time I go to your website and take a look at your examples on there, I get a new idea about what I want to do with a mount. But my rule of thumb is I have that deer mounted or that fallow or whatever I'm bringing to you. I'm having them mounted in the same stance or same look that they had when I pulled the trigger or let my arrow fly on that animal. And that way, as time goes on, I can look up at the wall and I can see that mount, and I really enjoy sitting and looking and rethinking the hunt. And I can remember every little detail, and there he is looking at me just like he was when I pulled the trigger. That's just my method. What's some criteria that maybe we should think about when we get ready to pose our critter for taxidermy, when we tell you how we want it mounted?
Well, it's a whole lot easier when you don't have a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's easier to find a place. But deciding where you're going to put that has a lot to do with it. Because if you was going to have it in a corner, you don't want him turned and looked over in a corner. You want him to be looking in there, looking at you, you know, in a room. And so the more of them you get, then the more specific, you know, you would have to think about, you know, which way to mount it one way or another.
Yeah. And that is something size-wise that you have to really look at, too. How much space do you have there? Because there's a big difference in, say, a wall pedestal mount or just a shoulder mount.
Yes, and, you know, ceiling height also. If you get a big old elk and you don't have but 8-foot ceilings, you don't want an upright mount, obviously.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be too tall for your ceiling height. And so, you know, that all of that factors in to where you're going to put that.
You know what, if I shoot an elk that's going to knock the ceiling out of my 8-foot house, I'm going to buy a bigger house.
There you go.
He's going up on the wall. That's a great memory. You do full body mounts. You do everything known to man in the taxidermy business, and you've won a lot of awards doing that. Do you have a favorite at all, full body mount? I know that takes a lot more time and energy and creativity. Do you just still really get into doing a shoulder mount on a white-tailed deer?
No, I think that the large life size and probably the big cats, you know, excite me more than anything. But the real custom poses also. You know, anybody can, you know, just mount a shoulder mount, but not anybody can come up with one that's standing on his toes.
Yeah, exactly. You have a full-size elephant from the neck up hanging in your gallery at True Life Taxidermy. Have you ever done a whole elephant, the whole big shebang?
Yes, one time.
Good. Wow. I've heard before that it takes a while to eat an elephant. How about to taxidermy an elephant? Does that take forever?
It takes a long time.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you do with a tough hide like an elephant hide when one comes in?
We send them to the tannery and let them take care of them.
Okay, I would too. I'd send them to Roy and say, Roy, do whatever you can with this. When you're hunting this fall, be putting some thought into your taxidermy before you pull the trigger. Might be a good time to think ahead and go to Roy's website and take a look at those examples, because you've got hundreds and hundreds of examples of how we can mount our deer, and it doesn't have to be just the same old thing again. Get a little creative.
Yes, and if you want something different, then when you come in and just tell us, hey, I've got all of this, and I want something really different, and we can think you up a good idea.
Yeah. Have you ever had an old boy come in here with a really nice deer and say, man, I wanted it this way, but my wife said, no, it's going to go in that corner, and we need to mount it the way she said?
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
I bet, because when it comes to moving the furniture and arranging the lamps and all, that's not you and me, Roy. That's someone else.
That's right.
And so when you take taxidermy into your home, it is a compliment to your home that's probably going to last longer than your furniture, your television, your appliances. I still have great memories of a deer hanging on the wall that's been up there for 20 years now, 20 plus years, that Roy did for my son, his first buck, years and years ago. And it still looks great.
Yeah, I believe that's been over 20 years, but a good bit, actually, now.
Yeah, it has. You were in a little bitty shop then. Now you have a big, huge place for folks to come and see. If folks want to come on, look at you online and take a look at some possibilities, how they might want to mount their animal, where do they go?
We've got a website there, and it's truelifetaxidermy.org.
Roy Holdridge has been my taxidermist for a quarter of a century. Let's stretch our legs and grab a fresh cup of coffee. I'll meet you right back here.
The fish came from our waters, the meat from our fields, the heritage and history from our hearts. Glad you're in camp with us at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
Hi, I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason. I'm here to say thank you for making the 2020 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo another tremendous success. Because of your attendance, banquet ticket or auction bid, wildlife around the globe will truly benefit. Keep up with DSC at biggame.org.
The Dallas Safari Club is doing incredible work throughout this COVID-19 pandemic to help in areas that it's needed most in the hunting and conservation world. I would urge you to learn more by visiting my website, bbkoradio.com. And learn about the DSC Foundation and the COVID-19 Relief Fund. If wild things and wild places and the future of those things and places are important to you, then it is also important that you learn what DSC and the DSC Foundation are doing right now through these toughest of times for hunting operators that provide anti-poaching services around the globe. Hey, this corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. There's a Pro Plan formula built specifically for your dog, even if they have special concerns or conditions like an itchy coat or an intolerance to grain. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. In Arkansas, squirrel season is open. Opened up yesterday. A little limb bacon and a great tradition and a great excuse to be in the woods. In Missouri, squirrel and black bass season open up in a week. It's always the Saturday before Memorial Day. This year, that's next Saturday, May 23rd. In Michigan, the application period for bear and elk is open now. Will be through June 1st. Some big bass have been caught over the past few days. Dustin Shepard of Lewiston, Idaho, he broke the most recent catch and release state record on Dworshak Reservoir when he caught a monster smallmouth, 22.75 inches total length, long enough to pass the previous record of 22 inches even. If you're not familiar with Idaho water, Dworshak Reservoir has a well-deserved reputation for producing big smallmouth. It holds the state's current certified weight record as well. Dan Steigers caught it 9.72 back in 2006. And a 20-year state record for largemouth bass in South Dakota was broken on the Rosebud Indian Reservation. Matthew Dunham of Rosebud caught a largemouth bass that weighed 9 pounds, 5 ounces. That is a giant anywhere, but especially when you get up north like that. Indian Scout Lake on the Rosebud, it breaks the previous largemouth bass state record of 9 pounds, 3 ounces, caught in November of 1999 in the Rollins Game Production Area Gravel Pit. Both of these big fish are on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com. If you hunt Montana and you applied for the moose, bighorn sheep, bison, or mountain goat draw, those results are now available online. Poachers are not hunters. They're not conservationists. They're not outdoorsmen or women. They're thieves, common thieves. North Dakota Game and Fish officials are looking for information in connection to a moose poaching case earlier this spring in the northeastern part of the state. 5 adult moose, 3 cows, 2 bulls, shot and killed sometime around April 25th through April 30th, about 6 miles southwest of Dunsea. One of the adult moose, a large cow, was pregnant with triplets. Whoever shot her removed two of the calves from her belly. If you know anything, give Warden Jonathan Toftland a call, 701-201-0703, 701-201-0703. There is a $2,000 reward for information that leads to a conviction. Gary Youngblood in Virginia wrote a neat article about his grandson finding a woodcock nest on the ground. Hard to see, hard to find. So Gary told him, hey, go back, and if you can find that nest again, take a picture of it. And when grandson went back, the old woodcock was sitting the nest. A rare photo, and it's at bbkoradio.com. The Ben Avery Shooting Facility in Phoenix, Arizona, reopened Wednesday, and that's good news. Only online reservations for a while. You can reserve shooting times on the rifle and pistol ranges and at the Clay Target Center as well. If you have a bird dog, cow dog, working dog, active dog, you need to take a good hard look at Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. It's 30% protein, 20% fat. Hands down the best fuel that you can give your hard-working dog. Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula is at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma and Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, and Texas. A 72-year-old man took his dog for a walk outside of Creswell, Oregon the other day, and old Black Bear that had woken up from a long winter's nap woke up grumpy, attacked the both of them. They were lucky to escape with their lives, but they did. Avoid trails this time of year with bear tracks or sign. Make noise when you're hiking. Don't surprise a bear. Stay away from cubs. And keep your dog on a leash.
I'm Tim Dancliffe with Safari Classics and Chifuti Safaris. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The world has taken a severe turn. The COVID-19 pandemic is having its effects on all reaches of the world, physically, emotionally, and financially. For DSC, our message and the work that we do every day has never been more important than right now. Since the very beginning of conservation work in the U.S., it's been the hunter that has had the greatest concern and impact for wildlife and wild places. Now that same effort should be directed towards the outfitters and guides around the globe that have made the financial commitment necessary for their conservation work. Let's all be mindful of those that might not only lose income for a season, but could potentially lose their businesses entirely without our help. Reach out to an outfitter. Ask them about the best options if you had a hunt postponed or canceled. How we treat each other right now will have a direct impact on the future of our heritage. Learn more at biggame.org.
There's a Marksman firearms store near you with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range and big 3.5-inch turkey loads too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com. Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats. Over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path, nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife: quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
In Genesis chapter 9, God himself told man that if it flies, moves on the earth, or swims in the water, it is meat for us. What a gracious God we have. We celebrate that in this old camp house. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC is extremely cautious with your money. We research and know that the projects we support will indeed positively impact the future of wildlife and habitat, your rights as an outdoorsman or woman, and ensure that our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity and training to carry on the outdoors heritage. What's your money at work at biggame.org.
Hey, we're going to visit with Larry Keen now here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Larry is the Senior Vice President and General Counsel for the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Hey, Larry, welcome to the show. Always a pleasure.
Well, it's great to spend time with you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. The NSSF, National Shooting Sports Foundation, for folks that don't know, in a nutshell, tell us about the NSSF.
We are the Firearms and Ammunition Industry Trade Association. So all of our members are the major firearms and ammunition manufacturers, and even the not-so-major distributors, retailers, everybody from the big boxes, the corporate retailers, down to the mom-and-pop gun retailer in rural America, and companies that make products for hunting, shooting, and the personal defense market.
Yeah, I'll not go so far as to say that the NSSF is the entire backbone for our Second Amendment, but I'll tell you this, it's a good portion of the stability of our Second Amendment these days, and we appreciate the good work that you guys do, Larry, and it's hard work year after year, and people want to make our business their business, and it gets to be tougher every year, but the American people keep standing up for that Second Amendment, and that's good to see.
Well, they certainly are, and you can just see the evidence of that and the background check numbers that the FBI has put out for March and April, record months. So Americans are, and increasingly for the first time, many new buyers are exercising their constitutional rights.
Absolutely. You bet. Hey, a listener, a guy by the name of Mike McCurdy in Coppell, Texas, brought an article that you wrote, and it appeared in the Federalist, to my attention, and I looked it up and read it, and sure enough, boy, I was standing up and cheering for you by the time I got to the end of this piece that you wrote, Larry. It's titled, "It's Not Coronavirus Reviving Wildlife, It's Hunters," and you did a terrific job explaining in simple language how something we talk about on the show all the time, hunting is conservation. For folks that don't understand, when we go out and harvest a white-tailed deer, we just took it out of the population. How is that conservation, Larry?
Well, you're exactly right. Hunters, as we like to say, hunters are the original green movement. You know, hunters are conservation, and wildlife populations in the United States are thriving, are doing so much better than they have been in the past. Record numbers of white-tailed deer, record numbers of turkeys, waterfowl, all manner of, not just game species. And it's all been paid for by the excise tax dollars that, are generated from the sale and the purchase by hunters of firearms and ammunition, and as well as licenses and duck stamps and things like that, is what pays for conservation in the United States. The Pittman-Robertson excise tax was put in place back in the 1930s and so far has raised over $13 billion to support wildlife conservation. It is the primary source of wildlife conservation funding and habitat conservation in the United States. It's collected by the Treasury, turned over to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and then that is distributed back out to the state fish and game agencies all across the country, based on a formula of landmass, license sales, et cetera. And that is really the backbone of conservation funding in the United States. It's hunters that are responsible for the thriving wildlife, and the anti-gun people or the anti-hunting people, you don't want to try to stop hunting because they think they're helping wildlife. But in fact, if they did, they would hurt wildlife, because it'd be the funding for protecting wildlife, for making sure it thrives, will go away.
Yeah, we've seen that specifically in different parts of Africa where the hunting has been stopped. The wildlife suffered, the habitat suffered, the people suffer. There are specific examples that we can point to around the globe through the years. I love what you wrote right in the opening paragraph. All it took was a worldwide pandemic to push humans indoors and turn the world into an inside-out zoo, with humans on exhibit and wild animals roaming empty streets looking in. That's an attention getter. I like that. But the big misnomer is that there's now more wildlife because the hunters are inside. That's fake news.
Yeah, it is fake news. They've been there all along. And again, as I said, wildlife populations are thriving. They're just less activity, so they're roaming where they might not otherwise go to avoid individuals or people in various areas. So you are seeing bears wandering down the streets of deserted towns, and you're seeing deer where you wouldn't have seen them before and such. So it's not that there's, it was in the last 2 months somehow the wildlife population quadrupled. It's been there all along, and you can thank a hunter for it.
Absolutely. Larry, just looking at the trends, you guys are really good with keeping up with the numbers through the years. It's an election year, and I know that varies greatly on, who's kind of leading in the polling and all, but in election year, does that affect gun sales more or less in this country?
It generally does, particularly if there's a stark contrast between the candidates, and that is certainly the case with the presidential race. The contrast between President Trump, who's the most pro-Second Amendment president that we've ever had in the United States, against Joe Biden, who is the presumptive Democrat nominee, who is very anti-gun, has promised to make Beto O'Rourke his gun czar, and wants to ban modern sporting rifles. And so I think we will see sales continue to be very strong right on through Election Day. The Senate is up. I mean, a third of the Senate, control of the Senate, is at risk. And that's very important. Right now we have a pro-gun, pro-sportsman, pro-hunting Senate. Well, it's important. If these issues are important to you, and I'm sure they are for your audience, don't risk your rights. Go out and register to vote. Get educated about where the candidates stand on these important issues. And then on Election Day, don't risk your rights. Go and gun vote. And actually, we do a voter registration education and get out the vote campaign called Gun Vote. And we're starting that up now, and that will run right on through Election Day. You can go to gunvote.org and find out where to go to get registered if you're not. It's very important. Can't vote if you're not registered. And then get educated about where the candidates stand. I mean, You've got a stark contrast in the presidential. There's going to be a big battle for the Senate. You know, for example, in Arizona, you've got Senator McSally, and she's being opposed by Mark Kelly, who is the husband of former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who started the Giffords Organization, hardcore anti-gun organization. They're pumping millions of dollars into that race to prop up and get her husband elected to the Senate. And I think you know how he's going to vote when it comes to issues like whether you can own a modern sporting rifle or whether you know, you're going to ban traditional ammunition and other things like that.
Yes, absolutely. And we have links to everything that Larry was just talking about, gun vote, and all of the training and voter information that you need at our website. Again, Larry Keene, thank you for your good work there at NSSF. We appreciate you every day.
Well, thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be on your show.
Larry Keene with the National Shooting Sports Foundation. I want to thank our friends at Purina Pro Plan, not only for bringing us this corner of the camp house, but for providing such an incredible healthy fuel for all those dogs that have been in my kennel and in my home over the past 25 years. Pick up the Pro Plan. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hi, this is Bobby Labonte, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. At Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas, we've been doing it right for 30 years now.
We hold ourselves to a higher standard when it comes to producing all the meat that your animal will yield in only the cleanest and most sanitary facility.
And all your meat will be vacuum sealed, airtight to preserve the fresh flavor.
With more than 40 fresh and smoked recipes handed down generation to generation in the Mazzocchio family, your family will love it. From breakfast sausages to taco meat and tamales.
Our jerky won the Bass Pro Shop Best Jerky Award 3 out of 4 years.
Your wife is going to love what we do with your wild game at Cinnamon Creek. Our products are sampled and approved by wives and kids.
From day one, we've held ourselves to a higher standard at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. And over the past 30 years, the quality of our foods have never changed.
We work extended hours during hunting season, so drop by the website at ccrwildgameprocessing.com for details.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas. More than 30 years of family recipes that we enjoy sharing with your camp. CCRWildGameProcessing.com.
Join the fastest growing shooting sports and outdoor community on the planet. Become an Everest Caliber member today and receive free express shipping on Caliber eligible products, thousands of hours of entertainment, early bird notices on sales and closeouts, partner discounts, give back to conservation, and amazing Everest and partner swag. Join the Everest community today. Buy 1 year, get a second year free. Use code CALIBER2020. Gear up today at Everest.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than 2 decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM-8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM-8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7 foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
We believe that a creek full of fish and woods loaded with wildlife are good for our kids. And the kids tend to agree. At Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club, we work hard to preserve both every day.
We attend the most critical conservation meetings, no matter where on earth they might be. Sometimes that's Switzerland, sometimes Africa, and sometimes the kitchen table with the future outdoorsman or woman. DSC, grassroots conservation, at work, home, and abroad. BigGame.org.
Bass is ready to get on with the 2020 schedule. They have had to reschedule a bunch, but they've got a game plan. I want to talk to Bruce Aiken about that. Bruce is the CEO at Bass. Welcome to the show, Bruce. Good to have you.
Well, good to be on, Billy. Appreciate the invitation.
We've heard scheduling nightmare all of our lives, and we thought we knew what that meant, Bruce, up until now, when you had to reschedule an elite schedule, an open schedule, pick up the circus and move it. I bet you've had some sleepless nights lately.
Well, we have a little bit, starting when this pandemic took off. You know, we always say we're really fortunate to get the Bassmaster Classic in, the week before. So we're counting our blessings on that, but it certainly has been a challenge, and I call it the scheduling pandemic.
Let's start with those opens. Let's look at this newly revamped open schedule that's going to push you guys into the fall. When will you get back on the water and where?
Yeah, well, we're getting back on the water starting with the June 18th through 20th, the Central Open. It'll be the first Central Open. We got one Eastern Open in. It's at Arkansas River in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And then we, you know, later on in August, we'll go back to Syracuse, New York, which will fit in with our elite swing. We try to, you know, coordinate it where the opens and the elites are, in the same region as much as we can, because we've got several elite anglers that also fish the opens. So we're, you know, cognizant of that as well when we're redoing the schedule. And then, you know, we'll be back at Central's in September. We'll be at the Sam Rayburn, and then, you know, Lake Hartwell, Anderson, South Carolina in September. And then we skipped, October when we'll be at Neely Henry Lake. Bass is based here in Birmingham, Alabama, so just up the road there. And then we'll go back to Dandridge, Tennessee in October, which will be sort of in line with the, you know, Santee Cooper and Chickamauga, the elites being rescheduled. And then we'll finish up out in Texas at Louisville Lake, which is one of the first ones that was moved, but we'll finish up there November 19th through 21st. So we'll be finished, you know, by the end of November and get some fall fishing in, which is a little unusual for our schedule.
That is unusual for you guys, and I'm really looking forward to that because we don't get to see you guys fishing in fall like that very often. And it's going to be a real treat to watch the techniques, the tactics, how you guys go about your business.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's, you know, because we're usually finished, particularly with the elites, at least by mid-September or so. Of course, right now, everybody's just ready to get started. You know, we kick back off June 10th. At Eufaula with the next elite event, and there's a lot of pent-up demand and a lot of pent-up energy with the anglers and the staff and ready to get back out there.
You betcha. You mentioned the elites back on the water June 10 through 13, right around the corner, Eufaula, Alabama, Lake Eufaula. And one impressive thing that you guys have done, and it has to have been a scheduling nightmare, you're not canceling any elite tournaments this year. They're all going to play out.
Right. That's the plan. You know, there's always, you know, chances we can't open somewhere or we can't go there when we get ready to go. But right now it looks like we'll be able to complete the schedule. We do start June 10th, Eufaula. That was the original week of Texas Fest at Lake Fork. But in talking with everybody there, you know, that there we have the catch, weigh, release and have to have judges in every boat. And we didn't really know, you know, at the time when we were rescheduling whether for certain we'd be able to do that. So we need, you know, 88 judges in the boat. And, you know, in talking with Texas Parks and Wildlife and with, you know, the folks, the Sabine Authority, at Lake Fork, we just decided that they're the host. We decided that it was best to postpone that one until November, but that's going to be exciting. We'll finish the season at Texas Fest this year. So we sort of flip-flopped those. We were planning to finish with Eufaula in December, so that will enable us to get the season finished in November as well. You know, in case there is some recurrence, we sure hope not. But we feel like we got a good chance to, you know, get finished that way. We will kick off the tent in Eufaula. That will be a Wednesday to Saturday event because there's an event at Eufaula that weekend. So we're doing that, and then we've added Cayuga, a third event on the swing in New York. So we'll start July 14th, three-week stint in New York, and people, I'm sure the perception is, well, isn't that the worst place, you know, for the coronavirus? And you know, certainly in Midtown, you know, in the city, New York City and New Jersey and those highly populated areas it is, but upstate New York would feel like, you know, by the time we get there, it's not as you know, covered up with the virus, certainly as the more populous areas like city. So we're looking forward to that. I think the anglers are, and certainly hope we can get that in. We'll be at Cayuga and then St. Lawrence River and Waddington and then Lake Champlain. So that's our New York swing.
You bet. Then on to Santee Cooper in South Carolina and then Chickamauga. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but then I want to come back with you and talk a little bit more about a real special fishing trip with Hank Cherry that folks can win.
All right.
This is a Big Billy Kinder Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see outdoor adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to BigBillyKenderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
Bruce Aiken, CEO at Bass, Bass Angler Sportsman Society, ready to get those elites and high schoolers and opens and collegians and all of the Bass Nation in its entirety back out on the water. We're going to talk to Bruce more about that when we come back from the coffee pot, as well as a great opportunity for you to go fishing with Bassmaster Classic champion Hank Cherry. Oh, and by the way, you can go in that brand new Bass Cat that goes along with your winnings, that big 150 Merc on the back end, the latest and greatest Garmin Panoptix Live Scope, Abu Garcia rods, Berkeley baits, gear and tackle from all kinds of folks. All of those details are coming up. And to learn more about anything you've heard on the show or the Hank Cherry sweepstakes or whatever you want to know about, we've got it for you at bbkoradio.com. bbkoradio.com.
Hey everybody, it's Justin Lucas, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Purina Pro Plan, we know that for a lot of you, your field trial and test season has come to an abrupt and early stop. We feel it as well, but we're all in this together, including our bird dogs. This is an uncertain time, and here at ProPlan, we're doing everything we can to make sure your dogs will have nutritious ProPlan performance formula in the weeks and months ahead. We're working in our U.S. plants, keeping a safe distance from each other to make the various ProPlan formulas that fuel your champion and continue to provide industry-leading quality and safety checks at every step with every batch. We know that increased demand has led to some empty shelves, and we'll continue working hard to make sure that you can find ProPlan products on shelves and online. And we're sending pet food and support to our shelter partners who are working hard as well. Hey, thanks for choosing ProPlan. We appreciate you. The world has changed. Life has changed. Now, we've seen firsthand how quickly and drastically we can go from everyday ordinary to life and death. There have been times when we all have just wanted to get away, but there was no away, no place to shelter that felt safer and more secure. You know, maybe now is the time to change that. We here at BBKO are teaming up with reliable and trustworthy realtors around the country that specialize in rural property. Did you know that your family can own a private island on international water or a ranch in the rolling Texas Hill Country? Room to spread out, room to breathe. Enjoy these beautiful places now and find a quiet place to rest when needed. Shelter from the storm might just be property for your family. We have more information at bbkoradio.com. Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges. And drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, MANUF.com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall,
then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
The Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors are made in the USA, built by freedom-loving, hard-working, constitution-defending hunters, fishers, and shooters. If that's you, come on in the camp house. If not, you made a wrong turn on the dirt road somewhere.
We attend the most critical conservation meetings, no matter where on earth they might be. Sometimes that's Switzerland, sometimes Africa, and sometimes the kitchen table with the future outdoorsman or woman. DSC, grassroots conservation, at work, home, and abroad. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Camp House at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I want to continue our conversation now with the CEO of Bass, and that is Bruce Aiken. Hey, Bruce, when you have to pick up the circus that is the Bassmaster Elite Series and move it, change the dates, that's a lot of moving and changing. Has it gone fairly smoothly?
You know, it has gone smoother than I thought it would. You know, what's great is these host cities have been so cooperative. And, you know, they want us to come to town. You know, ideally they want to have fans, and, you know, we do too. But they're also cognizant of what's going on and say, hey, you know, we want to have you. In some cases we're saying, you know, we'll come back another year, maybe even next year in the ideal time. Because when we originally set the schedule up, it was we had the timing perfectly for the big fish. That's what we're after this year. You know, we had St. John's, we had Chickamauga, and some people forget we had to postpone that one already because of the floods and the rain in February before the Classic. And then, of course, we got the Classic in, and then we were going to Chickamauga. You fall in Chickamauga in April, which would have just been a slugfest. And Santee Cooper, also actually it was Santee Cooper, and, you know, it was a setup, to be, slugfest. You know, a couple of those have shifted to October. Like we said, you know, it'd be a great, you know, fall fishing, experience, there. But to the T, every host was very good about, working with us and changing it, and you know, everything's changing for them as well. And by the time we get there, it will be different than it is now. So it's worked out really better than I thought it would, and it still is. The only one we had to move in the end was Orange, Texas, Sabine River, and we've moved it to next spring. A couple of factors there is that, you know, that tournament is known for the big crowds, and we weren't going to have big crowds, you know, the week after Memorial Day when it was regularly scheduled. Like you said, it'd be a little warm then anyway, so we had moved it to the week after Texas Fest, but then determined there was a hunting preserve, I guess, that opens up in September, so we certainly didn't want to, you know, any anglers getting shot at or anything like that down there. So we've, you know, talked to the host there, and we, you know, together decided, hey, let's just move it to next spring when we can, you know, have crowds and have a better chance to have a great event there.
I want to talk about those crowds a little bit, too. That's got to be a big question mark right now. Bass is the originator of the Bass Tournament Expo, which has become as big a deal as the bass tournaments themselves in a lot of cases. And you're famous for that. Are you going to be able to continue those this year, or just play it by ear?
You know, we'll just have to play it by ear. You know, we're Just in Alabama on Friday, the governor opened up, with the phase two and reopening of the economy, allowed for gatherings of more than 10 people. So, that's a good thing. Yet, we still need to be aware of social distancing. And even if we've got a crowd, we've been looking at some things like drive-in weigh-ins instead of drive-through weigh-ins. We've seen where, like in Texas, I think Texas Rangers Park, they're going to have a series of concerts in early June where people can drive in, I think 500 cars or something like that, and watch or listen to the concert from cars. So we're looking at all kind of things, ways we can do that. Of course, that's not necessarily the expo, but certainly crowds at the weigh-in. But with Eufaula, too, it's a neat a venue where we can do practice social distancing. We've got a lot more room down there. Of course, the competition we're looking at now, the procedures and the process, for that, for the weigh-in, for distancing and making sure that the MC and the anglers and the weighmaster are separated and that the anglers are separated and that we're decontaminating, bags and surfaces and all those kinds of things that people don't, really think about and never see. Really, in the background of, the release boats and all those things that, details that have to be attended to. So you got the competition side and then the expo side. And we certainly hope by the time we get to New York, we're, able to have, decent crowds, there. Surely, by the time we get to Texas in November and get to Chickamauga in October and Santee Cooper, hopefully things will be opened up a good bit more. But we'll follow the guidelines, CDC and local and state guidelines, as we conduct the tournaments.
Bruce Aiken is with us on the show today, CEO at Bass. Very kind of you to spend some time with us. And I just have to know, Bruce, what is your personal best bass, be it largemouth, smallmouth, or do you just work all the time? Do they ever let you go fishing?
Well, I seem to work more than fish. That's for sure. I kid people like that. My dad had a car wash with another guy on the side growing up, and I said we had the dirtiest cars in town because we didn't have time to wash our own. And it's kind of like that in, this job. Just don't get enough time to go out fishing. But I get out every once in a while, and I've got, didn't weigh it so I can tell the fish story, but I had the two witnesses that said I had a 11-pounder. Just after I started fishing, sort of beginner's luck, and then I've had a couple of 10s along the way, one in Mexico, or I guess both were in Mexico, so that's cheating a little bit, and I get to fish on some pretty good stocked lakes as well, so, Lake Gunnersville's pretty good, but those stocked lakes are even better.
Yeah, that's one of the perks that goes along with all the headaches of being the CEO of Bass. You do get to fish some good water.
Right.
Hey, the Fish with Hank Cherry sweepstakes puts a smile on faces when we really needed one. This is a heck of a sweepstakes that you guys are kicking off and an opportunity to fish with a Bassmaster Classic champion.
Yeah, and Hank's great. He's going to be a great champion. Unfortunately, we can't get him out and around as much as we usually do with a champion, but he's he's about at this time and came up with, a great sweepstakes. I think it's $52,500 worth of merchandise. I think it's his boat company's Bass Cat and then the Mercury motor on it and then all of his other sponsors. And he's great to work with. Of course, the COVID-19 held us up just a little bit. We're supposed to start it May 1st and I think we kicked it off yesterday, maybe this last day or two. But it's going to be great. And, Hank could be a fun one to fish with, too. And he's just a great guy, a great family. And, that's the opportunity of a lifetime, right there because these guys are really busy and Hank is no exception to that. But,
you
got to even sign up for it.
Yeah, you can sign up every day. We'll have details on my website as well. What a pleasure to visit with you, Bruce Aiken at Bass, CEO at Bass, and
Hey, may the Lord bless all of your hard work the remainder of this season, and things turn around and just go great for you. Best wishes.
Well, thank you. Certainly keep us in your prayers because we need them. Thanks.
Bruce Aiken, CEO at Bass. I want to thank him. I also want to thank Major League Fishing's Gary Klein and Larry Keene from the National Shooting Sports Foundation for joining me in the camp house today. Certainly want to thank you for being here. And I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together. I hope you'll plan on meeting me right back here next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.